With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo. Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
This is Punk is Dead. My name's Sam. And that first one, most people know that song. Everyone knows that song, especially if you're in Kingston or Canada in general. That's 50 Mission Cap by the Tragically Hip, Kingston heroes, lots of people are going to be mad that no one's going to be mad. No one listens or cares what I say. But people are going to argue or would argue that the Tragically Hip aren't a punk band. And I would agree. But that song is, I think that's a punk song pretty much. If that riff, that guitar riff was written by Steve Jones, everyone would call it a classic punk classic. Just put Johnny Rotten on vocals. Someone hire a Johnny Rotten impersonator and get him to do vocals for 50 Mission Cap, and that's a Sex Pistols song. I don't care what anyone says. Anyways, hi. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm here in the basement of Carruthers Hall on the Queens campus, and I'm going to play some pretty good stuff, pretty great stuff for the next hour here. Lots of hardcore, new hardcore, Canadian stuff. It's just really, this is a mishmash? This is a mishmash episode where I'm playing whatever I found that's new, whatever I want to play, some old stuff, some new stuff. We're getting crazy tonight. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play some more. I'm probably going to play some more like classic rock stuff later, honestly. I don't care anymore. This doesn't have to be all punk on the punk show. I play what I wish, but I'm going to play next some hardcore. This is a Baltimore band. They're called Terror, and this is their new album that came out It comes out April 24th. The album is called Still Suffer. The band is called Terror, and this is the title track off that album called, you guessed it, Still Suffer. Here you go.
Till I give in. Sir!
words of Tim Robinson, yeah, I think that'll do. That'll do. Look at him. He's like, yeah, that'll do. Anyways, that's one to wake up the night shift workers who... I've been thinking a lot about who my target audience is, and I think that people on the night shift or just people on the night shift that are either driving to work and have the radio on, or people that are at work and their job, it's one of those jobs that they just always have a radio going for no reason. And lucky me, I'm the guy on the radio, hopefully, because I know at my job at the nursing home, someone always turns on the radio in the kitchen, even though no one listens to the radio there. Like, everyone's listening to their own music. And I don't know who turns it on. I think that a DJ sneaks in and does that, and I might have to start doing that. Anyway, so far this is shaping up to be a pretty bad episode, conversation-wise, because I have nothing to talk about. Nothing's new. I'm still pissed off about the Olympics, and I keep seeing clips of like Brady Tkachuk and Matthew Tkachuk and Austin Matthews, and I don't like any of them. Even though I'm a Senators fan, I just can't like Brady Tkachuk anymore. And yeah, I'm just thinking about how they've won 3 gold medals and think they're top dog. So yeah, I don't know. Last time I played some hockey songs after talking about this with my friend Cameron, and there's one song that I didn't get to play yet, but yeah, I'll play it today because I'm still upset. I'm going to be upset for the next month, probably. I can be upset till the next Olympics or Four Nations when we can crush them again. But yeah, I'm about to play a band who went to my high school, but about 50 years before I went there. They're called the Forgotten Rebels. They still tour. I played them once, like one of the early episodes of my show, I played them. And they got some funny songs. This song, it's a bit weird. Pretty funny, though. It's called Hockey Night, and once you hear the lyrics, you'll understand what I'm saying. Mike Garlecki, he's a weird guy, I hear. Or Mickey DeSantis. Mike Garlecki is his legal name, I believe. Anyways, here you go. Hockey Night by the Forgotten Rebels. Then I'll be playing some more hardcore stuff, and then I'll start yapping again, and everyone loves that. So here you go. Hockey Night. Forgotten Rebels.
You're right. Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
All right, it is now time for some Swedish punk, because Swedes got some, I don't know, the Nordic countries have some really good punk scenes going on up there because it's so cold all the time, I believe. But this is a band called The Dirts, and then this song's off their self-titled album, also called The Dirts. It's on Neon Taste Records for the North American distribution, which is cool because I love Neon Taste Records. They put out great stuff. I think everything Neon Taste Records puts out is amazing. So shout out Neon Taste Records. I shout them out probably at least every other episode just because I play so much shit from them. So thank you, Neon Taste. You guys make great stuff. But yeah, this song I'm going to play is called Take Me Away. And yeah, there's not much else to say. It's The Dirts from Sweden. We'll be right back. last one there was a band called Setback from Sudbury, Ontario. They don't exist anymore. That album came out in 2000, and they said they have in the description that it was their one and only album, and then they broke up, and they claim they went to more failed musical projects. So shout out Setback. You're not failed. You're on a failed radio show right now. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play three specific bands because The Chats, Social Distortion, and Descendants are going on a, I think it's a North American tour because they're playing in Toronto. I don't know the rest of the places they're playing because I don't care about the rest of the places they're playing. I care about where they're playing that I can go. But yeah, they're coming to Toronto next September. I don't know. They don't play Kingston, but I think Toronto is the only Southern Ontario place they play anyways. But yeah, I'm going to see about getting tickets. It's going to be weird though, because it's the start of the school year. But who knows, maybe I'll be dropped out of school by then or failed out or something. I just knocked on wood. I don't know. But yeah, I want to play three songs, one song by each of the bands. And I'm going to start it off with The Chats because I saw them last summer in Lee's Palace in Toronto, and they were great. There was this guy crowd surfing, there were people crowd surfing, and then there was this guy that got up onto the stage like he was going to crowd surf, but then he just ended up he just stayed on the stage and was dancing around a bunch, and it was fine for a bit because he was letting other people go crowd surf, but then I think after being up there for almost a full song, Eamon Sandwich, finally pushed him off the stage, and that was really funny. And I saw the guitarist right before the show, and I looked at my friend and went, "Hey, that's the guitarist from The Chats." And he looked at us as if we were gonna kill him. He looked so scared, and he ran off. I don't know if he heard us and thought we were gonna attack him. I don't know. Cool guys, great show. So definitely get tickets if you like The Descendants or you like Social Distortion. And you haven't heard The Chats, you like The Chats too. They're great, they're cool, they're Australian, and you're gonna hear them right now. Here's The Chats with Ticket Inspector. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden, and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Mondays 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya.
What a lineup we just had there. You're welcome. I know you're all sitting at your radios thanking me. It's just what I do. No worries. I'm going to play some more Canadian stuff that I wanted to play last week, but I forgot to play it. I'll be honest, I forgot. I was going to play it after DOA because these guys are also from Vancouver. Or DOA's from Victoria, I think, or the other way around. But they're from BC. Everything in BC is the same thing to me. So, yeah, this is the... I'm going to play the Subhumans, early hardcore, Canadian hardcore band. And they're not to be mixed up with the Subhumans... Subhumans, the British anarcho-punk band, which I've also played many times before because that's one of the bands that really got me into hardcore. So here you go with the Subhumans, O Canada.
The best thing I saw on TV. Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, a rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go down to the shore.
What are you gonna do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, are you gonna check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
That's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a tour show. I'm really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, 'cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby. Once for tomorrow, once 'cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison in prison there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
I must be. The Bahamas or islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Last one there was the Dead Milkmen with Bitchin' Camaro. I love that song because it's so stupid. But apparently the whole like intro where the guy's talking about his car that his parents drove up from Bahamas and all that was just improvised. So good on him. I think I've seen them live, or I haven't seen them live. I've seen videos of them live. They seem like odd dudes. I really like them. So check out that album. It's called Big Lizard in My Backyard, and it's a great album. Oops, sorry, started playing something by accident there. But yeah, great album. The Dead Milkmen, great band. Check them out. They're cool, cool, cool. I'm gonna play up next a new song. I played a lot of old stuff this whole episode, so it's time for some new stuff. This album came out January 22nd, 2026. That's this year. It's called Sons and Daughters. The band is called Taker. They're from Buffalo. They are a cool punk band, oi punk slash rock and roll from Buffalo, New York is their description. And I'm going to play their song. I forget which song I like or which song I was planning on playing. So I'm going to pick a random one here. I'm just looking at the album right now. I'm going to play Town, track 7, Town. Here you go. Enjoy.
Won't do. When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
That was Green Day, my favorite band, covering a Husker Du song, Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely. One of my favorite Husker Du songs. I don't really know what my favorite would be, but that's definitely up there. It could be top. I think Something I Learned Today is also one of my favorites, and maybe I should do a full Husker Du episode at this point. What's the other one? On Metal Circus, is it called Real World? I should know this if I'm saying it's one of my favorite songs by them. Anyways, yeah, you know, I love a good cover. I love a band I like covering another band I really like. So I had to throw that in there. And I'm running out of time here today, so I think I'm going to finish off with just something classic. Everyone knows this song. Everyone loves this song. It's Train in Vain by The Clash. So, yeah, thank you for joining me tonight. I'm glad everyone chose to listen to my show tonight at Monday at 10 p.m. I'm here every Monday at 10 p.m., so definitely tune in next week because I'll be back. For now, have a good one. This is Train in Vain by The Clash.
Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.